that it doesn't matter what we say, the government will always do what suits them. And lots of people just saying, well, what's the point of going to the street? Or somebody said, sure, have you seen our weather? What will we be doing taking to the streets?
Well, we'll have to see if the Irish people are going to slap. Let's move on. We're going to come on to something Freudian. Lighter now, which is a tribunal is underway in the UK after a male sales assistant at the department store, John Lewis, and his bottom slapped three times by a 68-year-old female colleague. She was called Bianca. When the man complained, he was told by management that he should be delighted that a colleague liked him enough to slap his bum. Catherine, have we gone PC mad, or are there serious sexist issues at heart here?
This brought a disturbing image to my mind because that woman is roughly my mother's age. So, you know, I was kind of thinking about how I'd feel if my mother was going around slapping 40-year-old bums. I have to say, you know, if it was the reverse roles, if it was a man going around slapping women in the workforce, obviously there'd be an Andy Gray-style outrage about it. I did have a snigger at this one because it's so unusual for a woman to be up before a tribunal for slapping somebody's bum. I really liked the copy in it, in that it said, after she did it, it seemed like she savoured it for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And when he complained to his boss, the boss said, oh, you're sensitive, you should be delighted that, you know, your colleague likes you enough to slap your bum. So it was kind of a funny story, I have to say. I can't say that I condone it, obviously, because if I did, I'm basically saying it's acceptable for men to go around doing the same to women, so therefore I have to say...
Part of the complaint was that not only did she slap, she lingered.
Yes, absolutely.
Pat, context is the issue here. Look, I mean, we've all been in situations where you can't go out and make a kind of a generic statement, this is necessarily bad. Okay, slapping is at the extreme end of it. But, you know, once you know someone and you're in a kind of an office relationship with people and you understand things, I can see a context where actually the slapping will be okay. That actually will be considered.
I can never see a context.
Well, okay. With me, but like, you know, it might be the woman herself, she might be going, oh, she's kind of vaguely crazy or whatever, but it's a bit of good fun. I'm a bit worried that she's called Bianca. She's 68 and she's named after a character from EastEnders, but which is a kind of a hint maybe as to what's going on. But I think in terms of the problem is making generic statements about, oh, this always wrong to, for instance, slap somebody's bum
in the office.
Well, this is my problem. I'd love if someone come and slap my bum. It's one of the problems of working from home. But I'd be very wary of making, because, you know, and a lot of it is down to the charm, it's the person themselves and what you know, because people understand what context this was done and what was actually meant by it. I'd be very, very to rush. I think it's a great story. It's a bit of fun. I wouldn't be drawing any generic conclusions out of it, though.
So you're both acquitting Bianca, are you?
Well, yeah. I'm not acquitting her.
I'm willing to go on the streets for it. I feel very strongly about it.
Well, the tribunal hasn't done its verdict yet, so
it's not too late.
We await that now. Okay, so really you're saying that sexism itself isn't acceptable. Our guests on our Friday panel are local Cork people, Catherine Shanahan and Pat Fitzpatrick. They've joined us, and we're going to talk about, when we come back after the break,
locals.
Are people marrying for the right reasons? It seems love and romance isn't high on the list. You're most welcome back to News Talk Breakfast. We have our Friday panel in our studio here in Upper Lane in Cork, Catherine Shanahan and Pat Patrick. Now, a survey came out during the week. It was done by Avalon Relationship Counselling, asking people who were newlyweds what was the main motivation and the reason for getting married. And it transpires that finances and family planning are more important to many marrying than love. According to this survey, most women, Irish women that is, say they're getting married because they want security in order to raise a family, while the majority of men here claim they're marrying because it's the next step in the relationship. Catherine, it seems love and marriage is not together anymore.
Yeah. I'm afraid to say this on air now because I don't know what the repercussions would be. No, I'm in a relationship, say, for the past 7 or 8 years, roughly, and we have 2 children, and we're not married. I have to say...
Do you want to propose on air?
Maybe during the ad break.
I'm going to propose to you.
I have to say that, you know...
You're not going to break up on air.
No, Phil, I have something to tell you. You know, the kind of notion of a romantic impulse of dashing out now after 8 years and saying, oh, I'm having a big white wedding. You know, it just doesn't appeal to me. Mind you, the notion of a big white wedding never really appealed to me. So I suppose, being honest, I would say that if we do get married at this stage, Mum, it'll be for
as you've been on,
you know, other people or kids, if